Now, some news about the next census. The Central Statistics Office, the CSO, has said that Census 2027 will be the first census in Irish history where the public will have the option to complete their census online. A massive undertaking, and Eileen Murphy is head of Census Administration to tell us more about this. Good afternoon, Eileen.
Good afternoon, Ray.
Good to talk to you. So the reason this is in the news is that you're doing a pilot scheme with how many people and where?
We are. So before we even finished doing Census 2022, when I was in with you, the government were already taking the decision about what was happening for the next census in 2027. And because we're going online, we've been busy building the systems and getting ready for that. And we received some funding under the EU National Recovery and Resilience Plan to go online and build this online platform. So we're ready to test it, both the platform and some new questions. Because we had a public consultation for new questions for 2027. So we've picked 44 areas in six counties. And if you are in one of those lucky areas, you should have received a letter in the last few days, or it may still come in the next few days over this week, inviting you to take part. And really what we're asking is that people help us by going online and completing an online census form for us. The other change is that it's where you're usually resident, not where you are on census night. So although the 22nd of September is our census pilot night, once you get that invitation, you can go on straight away and fill it in.
Aha. Now, I think you told me the last time that the census and filling in the census form is mandatory, is it? But they're doing you a favour on this one, are they?
Yes. So the census itself is mandatory, and under legislation, you're required to fill it in. But this is voluntary.
Yes, yes. And you say you're piloting some new questions as well. Tell us about those.
We got over 400 submissions for new questions, but obviously we couldn't ask you all of them or you'd be there till next year trying to fill in your form. So we convened a census advisory group, which kind of whittled it down to ones that are really relevant and that should be tested. So there's questions on mental health. So I think in the last census, we always asked, you know, how is your general health? But we're also going to trial a question on how is your mental health in general.
And what will the respondents be offered? Is it just a scale of...
The same scale as what is
okay.
your health
that
we had before. So from very good down to very bad.
Right.
So it's five different categories.
Yeah.
We've been asked to ask where cars are parked overnight for planning for electric charging infrastructures. And as kind of promised in 2022, we're going to test some questions on gender and sexual orientation.
Okay. So how many new questions are you piloting in total?
I've forgotten how many.
Right, okay. Right. Look, you're the CSO.
We've a whole load of new ones and we have changes to some existing questions.
So I wouldn't do Eileen Murphy if you responded. A whole load. How many people drive to work? A whole load of people drive to work every day. Listen, the last time we were talking about the last census and the fact that we were given an opportunity to write a paragraph. So... A message to the future, if you like. Yes, a message to the future.
Yes.
Yeah, time capsule.
Yes.
So what has happened with those? Have they been looked at all or read or what?
No, we promised that we wouldn't look at them like your census form. They're put away securely for 100 years. And in 100 years' time, when they open the archive, you'll be able to see what's on them at that time. But we do know because... some people shared them online. There were some beautiful, heartfelt messages, some funny ones like, has Mayo won the All-Ireland yet?
Yeah.
Some poems and even an original piece of music was written. And because we scanned that area of the form, we know there was something written in about 350,000 forms.
That's what
which
I was going
is
to
about
ask
a
you.
Fifth of the population,
right.
About a fifth of households filled in something there. But as I say, we didn't examine it and we didn't look at what was there.
350,000, you know. So in 21-22, the first eyes will fall on what those 350,000 people wrote in 2022.
Exactly.
Wow. Isn't that spectacular?
Yeah.
Like, I don't think you'll be, I won't be around, Eileen. I don't know, I know that's surprising.
No. Well, it might be. Who knows what will happen between now and then.
Well, no, I don't want to be.
Look forward to seeing what was written in 1926, because the National Archives are preparing to release the 1926 census in 2026. So you have that to look forward to.
And were they asked to write a message to the future?
No.
No, no.
Yeah, but I think it's the first census of the Irish state, and I think it'll be really interesting. There was none during the Civil War, so right. Everyone has seen the 1901 and the 1911 census online, and then there was a gap. And so the 1926 census is the next census that we have.
Okay. And the next one for us is the 2027, and this is 2024, and you're doing a pilot on going online. Does that mean that the census collectors or the form collectors, that they'll be a thing of the past, or will there be an option to do it online or hard copy?
No. So we will also be providing paper as before. So not everybody's going to be able to go online, even though we're going to make it as easy as we can, and you can do it on your mobile phone. But if you want a paper form, you can request a paper form from us and we will post one out to you. Yeah. And equally, we will have some people that will be calling to houses after census night to help people if they need any help going online or if they want a paper form.
So that's 3 years down the line. But for 20,000 people in Cork, Dublin, Kilkenny, Louth, Mayo and Offaly in 44 locations, they can be involved in the pilot survey, which is voluntary as opposed to the regular census, which is mandatory. And you're looking for a favour.
If you're really curious and interested and you're not in one of the pilot areas and you want to go on to censuspilots.ie have a look and complete the form, you can do it. Aha. We have a feedback form at the end. And that's what we really want from you, is to give us feedback on whether you understood the questions, whether you understood the instructions, whether the process was easy or complicated, or is there anything that we could do better for 2027?
So just give us that website address again, Eileen.
Censuspilot.ie.
Censuspilot.ie. Anybody can take part. Okay. Eileen Murphy, Head of Census Administration, thanks so much for talking to us. Thank you.